Hi everyone. Welcome to another episode of Talk Tech with Data Dave. I'm Alexis, your host of this podcast, and I'm here today with Dave to talk about his experience last week at Enterprise Data World, otherwise known as EDW. Before we get started, I do want to remind all of our listeners out there that you can ask us a question at any time for Dave to answer by contacting us at talktech@d3clarity.com. Once again, that email is talktech@d3clarity.com. We're happy to answer your questions about all things data, all things cloud, all things technology, all things D3 Clarity. Talk Tech with Data Dave is brought to you by D3 Clarity, offering clarity for improved decision-making. D3 Clarity delivers profitability multipliers through better data and digital infrastructure. For more information, contact D3 Clarity at d3clarity.com. Hey Dave, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, Alexis. Very well indeed. Thank you. And thank you for introducing us so well.
I just figured I'd get my entire spiel out of the way before I asked you the actual question. Alexis. So last week, we were at Enterprise Data World hosted by Dataversity. I know you had a pretty awesome experience there. And I was hoping to ask you, what was like the hottest topic at EDW this year? What was everybody talking about at Enterprise Data World? But before we start, can you explain a little bit what Enterprise Data World is so our listeners know?
Well, Enterprise Data World is a conference, reasonably sized conference, about 1,000 people there, hosted, as you said, by Dataversity, who are a leader in the education space around data management, data governance, and that sort of thing, focused at all data professionals, largely. So it covers data warehouses, data governance, data management, a lot of the technologies and spaces and business uses of data and using data as a whole. It was a really good conference, similar to DGIQ that we went to last year and we'll be going to again, but a little broader in terms of not just data governance, but the broader spectrum of data.
Okay. So a conference focused on all things data, more or less.
For data management professionals.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And so, like I said, what was the biggest topic there? And also, like, what were you doing there, I guess, is worth highlighting as well.
What was I doing there? I was there really to explore. I've never been to EDW before. It was a very good conference. I enjoyed it a lot. I was there for 2 or 3 days. Met a lot of really good people, a lot of people in the data management space and who are obviously data professionals from a lot of organizations. The reason I went there was really as an expansion from our presence at DGIQ that you know, and then expanding out and seeing what the audience was like and listening to some of the speakers, especially some of the industry speakers on what are they doing with data and how are they making it work for them. So that's what I was really there for. I was not speaking at this one, but I just went as an attendee just to meet with a number of people. A lot of them were old friends and people that I've known from different places. So that's always fun. So your question was, what was the hottest topic?
Yes.
The hottest topic for me by far was probably artificial intelligence, machine learning, and decision making, and how to really use those kinds of technologies and prepare the data and prepare high quality data for those structures. So ChatGPT was all up there, generative AI in general, Microsoft One and others. So how can you use that kind of technology to either assist in data governance or in data management, as well as to use those kinds of technologies in your industry, in your business, and make sure that they've got the right level of data quality and the right level of structure to feed into it and to provide that level of knowledge. That to me was sort of the number one topic that was largely being discussed. And with that came the sort of decision-making. How do organizations make decisions? How do you structure that? How do you build that into your data? How can you know that your data is good for those decisions?
That makes total sense, because you and I have talked about this before. The idea that if we're pumping bad data into AI and AI gets the answer wrong, that's not AI's fault. That's our fault because we pumped bad data into it. And so making sure that your data's clean from the front is going to make the output just better overall, but also make sure we're giving the correct output. I think about that a lot. The idea of if our data is not, obviously our data can't be perfect, but if our data isn't quality enough that we're pumping into AI, we're going to get the wrong answer. And ChatGPT is a really good example of that. I asked it an HR question one time and it very, very confidently gave me the incorrect answer.
Yep.
I was like, yep, that seemed right.
Yes. And there were some people there that we know, right? Anthony Algren was there.
Oh, awesome.
He was speaking, and then Kathy Norman from Exxon and a few others were speaking. So it was a good conference, reconnected
That's
with
awesome.
people that we knew. So.
Well, so as long as we're talking about AI and machine learning, since that was the hot topic at DDW, can you talk to me a little bit about what D3 Clarity does around those topics?
Absolutely. We do a fair amount with machine learning and AI generally, usually in making sure that the data is, as we've talked about, flowing up in a consistent, governed, managed way and getting it ready for machine learning. While we do build models and build neural networks reasonably often, what we spend most of our time is on the feature engineering or the preparation of that data for making sure that it can be consumed by those technologies.
Before you go on, you said neural networks. Is that what you just said earlier?
Neural networks.
Neural networks, what is that?
So neural networks is a computer concept that mimics the human brain and the human decision-making process.
That makes sense. Okay.
That's the heart of most AI these days, is what we call a deep learning neural network.
Okay,
And
cool. Thank you. I was
it's made up
confused.
a lot of what they call neurons, similar to the brain. It's a mathematical approach and computerized approach to mimicking human decision making. And that's where artificial intelligence comes from, right?
Makes sense. Neurons, neural pathways in your brain,
Exactly.
artificial intelligence, it all, yeah, that all makes sense now. Okay. Yeah.
Right. And
Maybe should have
so
put that together.
it's fairly mathematical. So a lot of the data that you prepare for that kind of processing, we have to turn into numeric and mathematical patterns versus text. And so a lot of what we do is that kind of preparation. How do you turn this discrete value textual data into data that is appropriate for machine learning and for artificial intelligence, deep learning?
And we've definitely talked about using data governance and master data management as tools that we help provide to kind of lead the data in the right direction for use in machine learning and AI. Are any other things that I missed there?
No, you're exactly right. It's kind of, let's make sure the data is accurate. Let's make sure it describes what it says it's going to describe. And then let's manipulate it in a way that prepares it for these AI technologies so that we can feed it in and get the right answer and make sure that we've got the right answer.
Awesome.
Right.
I love that.
So that was the main thrust of EDW. It was actually quite good on the very advanced sort of analytics. It was much more on that side of it than we often see at DGIQ. But it was a good conference, very good.
That's awesome. Well, as long as we're talking about DGIQ, we will be at DGIQ West this upcoming June,
Yes,
and
we
that's in
will.
San Diego. Is that correct?
Yep,
Yes.
San Diego on the beach, I believe.
And babe, you are presenting at that conference for sure, as well as a couple of other members of the D3 Clarity team, right?
Yes, I think we will have three presentations, I believe, and we will be having a booth there. So we'll have quite a good presence there this year. That's very
So
good.
if you missed Data Dave at EDW, you can always catch him at DGIQ, or you can always reach out to us. And if you're going to be there, we can set up a face-to-face for you to talk to Data Dave on site. That would be awesome.
And we will be there with our friends from Precisely. So
Right.
we work with Precisely as one of the vendors that we use for their data products. And so we will be there with our friends from Precisely this time, which we're very excited about.
And you guys are going to be presenting on some awesome new innovations that you worked with together, right? You
Yes,
worked
yeah,
on
so
together.
right, exactly. So we're going to be presenting jointly with them on enterprise scale for reverse engineering of applications and preparing that for master data and reference data. So that's going to be pretty exciting. We're very excited to be there with Precisely.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. So definitely find Data Dave at DGIQ this upcoming June. Reach out to us. You can reach out to us at talktech@d3clarity.com. Data Dave actually has a direct email as well. That's datadave@d3clarity.com. Catch us on LinkedIn or on our website, and we'd love to set up a meeting with you to chat with Data Dave anytime, but also if you're going to be on site at DGIQ West this June. That'll be a great opportunity for you guys to sit down and talk, for you to ask him any questions you have. And also, obviously, I record a podcast with Dave every week or so, but I just enjoy talking to him. So I hope you would too.
Excellent. Thank you, Alexis. And yes, everybody, please send any questions that you might have. We're quite happy to address them or have you on to ask them. That's always possible. So thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
Excellent. Thank you.
If you have a question for Data Dave, reach out to us via email at talktech@day3clarity.com. We'll be happy to answer your questions in the podcast. Thanks. This podcast has been brought to you by D3 Clarity. No one has time or patience to fix all of their data and infrastructure problems. D3 Clarity helps some of the world's most recognizable brands take the right action to turn their information into strategic profit-making. For more information, go to D3 Clarity. That's the letter D, the number 3, the word clarity.com.